Support comes from Code Ninjas in Louisville, Colorado, where kids learn to code by building their own video games. Details on camps as well as evening and weekend drop-in hours can be found at codeninjas.com/co-Louisville.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Inland Ocean Coalition, dedicated to fostering land-to-sea stewardship in Colorado, presenting the Masquerade Mermaid Ball on Thursday, September 8 at the Riverside, located at 1724 Broadway in downtown Boulder. More information can be found at inlandoceancoalition.org.
Support comes from the KGNU listener members and Chautauqua Auditorium, presenting Festival del Sol on Sunday, September 18th from noon to 5 p.m., featuring live Latin music, traditional dance, and food trucks. A full list of performers and activities can be found at chautauqua.com/events.
And we have a great treat for you this evening. We're going to do a little bit of music from Great Big Sea, and after we get done with that, Bantham House is in studio, live in studio, and it will be a great pleasure to hear from them. So off we go with a little Great Big Sea. That's just to kind of whet your appetite, and Bantham House will be up next.
I was just the age of 16 when I first went on the drive. After 6 months hard labor, at home I did arrive. I courted with a pretty girl, 'twas her caused me to roam. Now I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, is down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll build a lonesome castle upon some mountain high, where she can sit and view me as I go passing by. Where she can sit and view me as I go marching on. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. When I am old and feeble and in my sickness lie, just wrap me up in a blanket and lay me down to die. Just get a little bluebird to sing for me alone. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. If this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. I'll eat when I am hungry and I'll drink when I am dry. Get drunk whenever I'm ready, get sober by and by. And if this river don't drown me, it's down I'll mean to roam. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home. For I'm a river driver and I'm far away from home.
Ladies and gentlemen, music from Bantham House. Thank you. Good evening. Thank you guys very much for being here. That was awesome. Tell our listeners what we just heard.
Oh, we're going to leave that one to David. David plays the mandolin. David does all of our arranging. Of course, Allegra plays the fiddle over there. Just plays it beautifully. And I just hang on for dear life. But David's the one that has picked a bunch of these tunes and puts them together. So
that tune was two traditional Irish tunes and a traditional American tune. One was West Clare, the other Mara Mountain, and finally Temperance Reel. And we came to the first two by way of Martin Hayes, who Allegra has a personal connection to.
Well, I had the honor of meeting Martin at a master class. I had to go back and remember when it was exactly. It was 2015.
Okay.
And it was a local, amazing Irish duo, Adam Agee and John Souza, who I think you've had on your program before.
A couple times.
Adam had arranged for a workshop with Martin Hayes, and he taught me a tune called In Memory of Coleman, which we're not going to play tonight, but we do play it.
You'll play it the next time when you
play the next time.
Yeah.
But it made me a pretty diehard fan of Martin, and he wrote that tune, Mara Mountain. It was the first tune he ever wrote at the age of 13, which is pretty incredible when
him
you think
and Mozart.
About it.
So which of you were composing at the age of 13?
I was doing a lot of songwriting. I mean, I was doing a lot of singer-songwriting. This venture with Bantham House is new to me. I've always been sort of indie singer-songwriter type of stuff. And, I mean, my idol is like Tom Waits and Danny Elfman and all these kind of wacky rockers. And when I met these two, we were doing a play up in Golden as actors at Miner's Alley Playhouse called Once, based on the Irish film, the Academy Award-winning Irish film.
Right.
And we were playing music beforehand, and David and Allegra were sharing tunes. And so I was like, oh, that's kind of fun. I'll chuck along with chords. And before I knew it, when that show ended, they were like, hey, let's go play at bars. And I was like, I guess I'm going to learn Irish music now. But it's been fun.
When was that?
Right before the pandemic hit, really.
Like October 2019 is when that show was up.
2019 is when we were in Once, but then in 2020 is really when the band formed, because when the pandemic hit, these guys, who are always in theatrical productions around Denver, everything got shut down, and they were suddenly available. And we were all in our homes desperately wanting to create music and create art.
So when you started playing together, did you physically gather, or were you doing it over the web? How did that work for you guys? Because, you know, think back to March, April of 2020. It was pretty scary even to get together with two or three people together from different households.
It was at least, I can speak for myself, it was my medicine for that. It was a chance. We didn't meet often. We'd meet in parks. We'd play, I think our first gig we played in the park across the street from Allegra's house. And it gave us a chance to be safe, of course.
Right.
But to have that outlet, so many creatives unfortunately didn't have a chance to have that. And I think it grew naturally out of that, because we got a chance to really bond. And like Allegra said, we weren't booked, so we had time. And
nobody was booked.
But it was a lot of fun. It was good for the soul.
We did many bouts on Pearl Street, just busking around, learning tunes together.
I actually think I office down there, so I actually think I may have seen you down there a time or two.
Okay. Nice. We haven't done too much busking in the last year or so, but we definitely got our start.
What really kicked us off was Miner's Alley was having a streaming concert series that they invited us to, so we could sort of get together inside, distance, a couple audience members, and that sort of sparked our actual concert playing experience.
Very good.
Yeah.
So tell, first of all, Aaron, would you introduce the band?
Absolutely.
You tiptoed right up to it, and I was saying, is he going to do it? Come on.
Yeah,
so
we're Bantham House with a B, and that's Allegra on the fiddle there, David on the mandolin, I'm Aaron. And we're three folks who play a lot of Irish tunes, bluegrass tunes, even some dirty Canadian tunes thrown in there.
I hope you've got a couple dirty Canadian tunes for tonight.
We've got a great Canadian contra dance one coming up, right where it doesn't belong, too.
So one other question, just in the nature of kicking us off, where did the name Bantam House come from?
Oh, Bantam House is an old Irish story. It actually starts with a landowner. The landowner of the castle of Bantam, the Isle of Bantam, and he goes out fishing one day, and he catches a mermaid and falls in love, of course, as you do with mermaids. Right. Falls in love with the mermaid and takes her home, but she can't live on land. And so he finally sets her free, and then he goes crazy and drowns himself. And that is where we get the name Bantam House.
That's a great name.
A little homage to the Ireland, the good old Green Isle, romantic and a little wistful.
Well, and it's got all of that wonderful tradition with seafaring and mermaids and the Selkies and love that can't be realized. It's just heartbreaking.
And Allegra's our siren, so it works
there
out.
There you go.
Well.
What's a good Irish ballad without some drama?
You know what
without
they say.
Death.
Ireland is the land of happy wars and sad love songs.
That's right.
So what else do you have? What's next in your song bag for this evening?
We've got a super, super common, traditional, lovely tune. This is Whiskey in the Jar. Since we're all actors, so we all sing as well. We love to sing in three-part harmony. And, raise a glass, Whiskey in the Jar.
So if you're at home and not driving, grab your glass of whiskey, and we'll sing you a good old
very good.
Tune.
I'm gonna sit and listen. Thank you, Bantam House.
Musharigum durum da, whack for the daddy o, whack for the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
As I was going over far famed Kerry Mountain, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I drew forth my pistol and I rattled my saber, saying, stand and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver.
Musharigum durum da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I counted up his money and it made a pretty penny, so I put it in my pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she told me she never would deceive me, but devil take the women, for they never can be easy.
Musharigum-durum-da, whack for the daddy-o, back for the daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar.
Oh, I went to bed, all for to take my slumber, and dream of gold and jewels, for all it is no wonder. But Jenny drew my charges, and she filled them up with water, then called for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter.
Musharigum-durum-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Musharigum-durum-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
'Twas early in the morning, just before I rose to travel, up comes a band of footmen, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced my pistol, and she stole away my saber, but I could not shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken.
Musharigum-durum-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Some take delight in the carriages a-rollin', others take delight in the hurlin' and the bowlin'.
Oh, I take delight in the juice of the barley, in courtin' fair maidens in the morning so early.
Musharigum-durum-da, whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
I have never heard an arrangement quite like that one, and I like it. And I'm jaded. I've been doing this program for getting close to 40 years. So
just go.
To hear a really refreshing new take, with really tight harmony on the vocals. Obviously, the fun of storytelling. That was really cool. I really enjoyed it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
One thing that I think is super unique about us is the various musical backgrounds from which we approach this music.
So tell me about that. That's always interesting.
Yeah. So Allegra is classically trained, so she's always ripping it up on the fiddle, no matter what style we're in.
Or feeling very confused about how to rip it up on the fiddle when you're classically trained. Trying.
I come from the sort of the bluegrass background, also the Canadian folk tune. Great Big Sea is where my heart is from childhood, for sure.
We've had them on the show, too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Both Alan and instrumentalist.
Sean?
Oh.
Yeah.
No, Sean is the shanty man.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Bob Hallett.
Yes, thank you, Bob Hallett.
We actually play one of their songs in our longer sets.
We do play
Gideon Brown, which is super
cool. Oh, great song.
Good song.
So then Aaron's coming with this amazing, rich folklore history, this folk song. Mm-hmm. And then also, as a percussionist, he's bringing something that Allegra and I are far from in the world of percussion.
It's where Bach... Great Big Sea, and growing up in a sort of religious commune in Ohio meet. This is where, not that that was a bad thing, it was actually a great way to grow up, but a lot of music and a lot of former rock and rollers. But yeah, it's fun to listen to. All of a sudden, Allegra will just kick in with some Bach all of a sudden in the middle of a set while we're tuning.
Sometimes it sneaks in. I think our job as artists is to figure out our voice, right? Like, what exactly is my voice on my instrument? And somehow, the three of us together, I really can't imagine this group without anyone who's in it. Like, we all found our place and our voice. It's been really special.
So let's get back into music, but I want to ask you about your common theater tradition. Mm-hmm. This is what you can think of while you're playing this next number. your theater tradition, other influences beside Martin, because I have read about a couple of them, and also a little bit about your recent recording effort, and we want to make sure people know where they can get that. And also looking forward to where they can hear you in the future. So all of those, we need to talk about all of those.
So I have to think about that while I'm playing.
Yes, that's an important part.
Great.
We need you to multitask. But
we're good at that.
Let us know. What's next?
There are so many great fiddle players out there, but this next one is actually being kicked off with Patty Fahey's jig, which I heard on a Martin Hayes recording. So true to my style, we're starting with Patty Fahey. But then we kind of kick it into a somewhat blasphemous gear, David.
Yeah, you know, traditionally you pair like types of tunes, but we like to sort of split them up and go weird keys and go 3-4-4-4, jig, reel. As long as it sounds like we want it to sound. There's no rules in these arrangements, so you'll definitely hear that in these tunes.
The purist, please don't throw your radio against the wall, but I swear, if you give it time, you'll love it.
Thank you.
Tell me the name of the last tune that we heard there.
Flying Home to Shelley.
And that was the Canadian contra dance tune.
And it has a different feel than anything else you've played so far this evening. Really nice. Tell me a little bit about your shared theater tradition, because obviously with Celtic music, there's a great tradition of Irish theater in particular, but I'm interested in each of your backgrounds there and how it informs the music that you play now.
Yeah, again, we all met doing a show in Miners Alley. And if you've ever had the joy of working on a show, whether it's a community theater piece or a high school play or musical, you know how quickly it can bond people together. You're working hard toward a goal. You practice. You actually get immediate response from an audience that tells you whether they like it or don't like it. And that's a really powerful thing that I think we're missing more and more these days, or those kinds of shared experiences. Mm-hmm. And so for theater people, once you sort of move on, you train and you start doing it professionally, like the three of us have been doing. And Miners Alley is a union-affiliated theater and the whole nine yards. Sometimes cast, you know, becomes a job, right? People come in, they do the job, they leave. Of course, you connect while you're there, but it loses that spark. But the three of us, that combination of having live, we're playing live music together on stage, we're vulnerable as humans, right, in front of an audience playing, and we were learning tunes in front of the audience, and we would just before the show, they would wander in and we'd be like,
let's try this one today.
We're just going to try this one. Let's see what you think of that. And we'd just mess it up horribly and have a great time. And I think that gave us a freedom and sort of a connection to each other. So the theater is sort of the gateway drug to the music, but at least that's my experience with it.
Yeah. I went to school for musical theater, and dance is where so much of my fulfillment has been thus far. But doing once where we were actually playing our instruments as actors on the stage, and not really dancing very much, it opened up a different kind of fulfillment for me, and one by which we could connect on such a deep level. I know Allegra's done tons of shows where she's played on stage and also in the orchestra pit, right?
I have done some orchestra pit shows, yeah. What I was going to say is that Len, the director of Once, had mentioned to me that it was a really difficult show to cast because they're all actor musicians, and finding in the Denver metro area people who are both professional actors, vocalists, and musicians, it was a tall ask. And he said, I just knew that I needed to put the music first. That had to be first. And I kind of consider myself a musician first and an actor second. I think these guys would say something different, perhaps.
Maybe. I mean, I have Shakespeare tattooed on my arm. I have the index to Shakespeare's folio on my arm, so I think I consider myself an actor.
Yeah.
I may be half and half, right in the middle as I stand between these two.
While you're in between the two.
Yeah,
but it was a really special show. I mean, for me, it was a tough thing to juggle with a day job, and I have two kids as well. But it was like the show when you are a fiddle player and an actor and a vocalist, it's like, that's the one. So I'm so glad because it brought me to these guys.
Now, Aaron's originally from Ohio.
Yeah, farm country in Ohio.
And the two of you?
Denver.
I am half and half childhood Connecticut and Michigan. And I actually went to Interlochen Arts Academy for classical music. And I studied classical through college and then professionally in orchestras, which is why I say I'm a musician first.
And what brought you to Colorado?
A graduate degree in speech-language pathology.
Okay.
But I got to learn about fiddle music in Colorado. I really did not grow up around it. I grew up in a very classically heavy curriculum at Interlochen, and then there was Connor O'Neill's, right? And
right.
They were doing this amazing Irish session, and it was at a house concert where I was playing more traditional classical music that I met Adam Agee. And someone got up and danced, and I just saw this, like, excitement in the audience that I didn't really experience as a classical player when I played in churches and big auditoriums, and I was like, I want that. I want to learn how to do that.
It's the difference between first class and steerage and Titanic.
And I want to be steerage. I want to dance.
Well, I want to be first class when we hit the iceberg. But, why not both? And it's funny because I have the opposite experience, mm-hmm. right? It was a lot of sitting around campfires, hootenannies, mm-hmm. a lot of country music. I mean, my grandfather always had Johnny Cash playing on the radio. And it's just so funny how they do meet. And that's the beautiful thing about Irish music and Celtic music in general. A lot of those old Appalachian tunes are straight up Irish tunes. We even play some songs where we've adapted certain lyrics, but they're even older than the United States. And we're singing them and we're, you know, writing new lyrics to them. And that's just really exciting because you do get to blend sounds, blend styles. And then because we sort of throw caution to the wind, we get to make it ours too. So it all fits. It's like a puzzle.
I hope you have time for one more.
Oh, yeah.
We do. We recently recorded an EP, and Aaron and I wrote a couple of original tunes for it. It's titled Bantham House, just a little nice five track. We recorded it right here in Boulder. And this tune is a dedication to Miner's Alley, where we got our start. It's called Playing in the Alley.
And for those of you that are interested in streaming music, it is available wherever you stream music. So whether it's iTunes or Spotify or Bandcamp, just look up Bantham House and you'll find it.
Stuff just so original and fresh and lyric and delightful. I haven't heard anything as original in a long, long time.
Oh, that means a lot. David is a pretty fantastic composer, so you'll have to get the EP and check out our next gig.
No doubt about that.
Just follow Bantham at Bantham House on all social media or BanthamHouse.com, and you can find out where we're playing next.
We have a fun one coming up in October. October 22nd, we'll be playing at Gold Hill, which we're all really excited about. Been wanting to play at Gold Hill for a long time, so definitely come out on Saturday, October 22nd, to see us at Gold Hill.
That was the last time I saw Adam and John. They were playing up there earlier this summer.
They told me.
Yeah.
Yes. And now we will follow in their footsteps.
It was a great set, you guys. Are you playing inside or outside?
I don't know yet. I think it'll probably be weather dependent.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Either way, it'll be a good time.
It will be a good time. Yeah. Great write-up. Yeah. Terrific music, good people.
Yes.
You'll have a blast.
Thank you.
Good, good.
A few whiskeys doesn't hurt.
I'm hoping you have one more to go out
we
with.
We do, actually. An Aaron original.
Do you want to play? Put down your hair.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
This is a little bit more in that country style, but again, this is what's fun about Bantham House is we're playing a whole bunch of different things. This is an original. It's on the EP, Bantham House. It's called Put Down Your Hammer. And I think there's something for everybody to connect to on these lyrics. So give me one second. I only tune because I care.
Well, while you are tuning, I will say, Aaron, David, Allegra, thank you all very much for coming in. It's been a joy to have you. Look forward to lots of great things. And hope you stay along the Front Range until you are mind-bendingly famous, and then you can leave.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you.
There we go.
Find the key.
Where are you going? Going so quickly. When nothing's wrong, you call out for justice with nobody listening and faith long gone. So put down your hammer and walk away gently. Let silence ring. Heed the train call, calling you homeward to be your own self king. So drink up that whiskey, put on your makeup, head to the promised land. There will be waiting the endless, the broken, the work and the cash in hand. Put down your hammer and walk away gently. Let silence ring. Heed the train call, calling you homeward to be your own self king. Put down your hammer and walk away gently. Let silence ring. Heed the train call, calling you homeward to be your own self king. You cry out for justice with nobody listening and faith long gone.
Music from Bantham House. What a privilege to have them in studio this evening. And as always, a huge thanks to Dr. George Figgs, who came in and engineered a wonderful show for us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. What a pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and do a little bit more music right now from the Elders. on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Secret.
Music from the Elders and St. Brendan, who had a boat. Wonderful music. I want to thank again very much Bantham House for coming in this evening and sharing their artistry with us. Also, I have two KGNU Presents events that I'd like to make you aware of. One is OG Garage à Trois with Charlie Hunter, Skerrick, and Stanton Moore. That is this Thursday, as in tomorrow night, September 8th, and Friday, September 9th, at the Cervantes Other Side. It's an 8 p.m. show, a 16 and up show. And then they're also playing on Saturday, September 10th at the Fox Theater, a 10:30 p.m. all-ages show. That's improvisational jazz. Garage à Trois is a trio featuring Charlie Hunter, Skerrick, and Stanton Moore. Tickets at the CervantesMasterpiece.com and FoxTheater.com. So that's a good one to catch. And the other one that I wanted to pass your way is Protégé, Lost in Time Tour with Jesse Royale, Lila Ike. And that is Sunday, September 25th at the Cervantes Masterpiece Ballroom. It is a 7 o'clock door and an 8 o'clock show, a 16 and up show. Born and raised in St. Elizabeth, Jamaica, Protégé blends hip-hop, soul, and jazz, and their native sounds of reggae and dancehall. And you can get more information on the show at CervantesMasterpiece.com. Let's do that one more time. CervantesMasterpiece.com. Thought we'd go out with a little bit of music from a relatively new group, but this particular cut features Killian Vallely, and so I thought it was definitely worth a listen. It's a great traditional tune. It's called The Lark in the Morning on KGNU.
Lay still. It's a fine dewy morning, and besides me love, it is wet. Oh, let it be wet, me love, and never so cold. I will rise me from floral and away to my fold. Oh, no, me bright coral, it's no such a thing. It's on the shining, and the lark is on the
Well, that's going to do it for us for a first Wednesday in September, Scholte Gael. Thank you very much again to Bantham House. We'll remind you, you're listening to Celtic Music on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music. Buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
You're listening to KGNU. The show is Musica Mundi. My name is Mariah. Tonight I have music from all around the globe, including from Spain, Congo, Argentina, Egypt, and the Serbian part of the former Yugoslavia. Hope you'll stay tuned. Enjoy.
Será que no te importo nada? Te di alma y corazón. Mi corazón. Sufrí y han pasado los años. A tu amor no lo supe cuidar. No supe cuidar. No supe cuidar. Quiero volver al pasado cuando no estaba a tu lado, cariño, pero te conocí.
Les fantômes du passé me rongent les os. Les fantômes du passé me mangent la peau. Les fantômes du passé me rongent les os. Les fantômes du passé me mangent la peau. Oh, 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 oh. Si tant de mon trépassé, de leurs larmes je bois l'eau. Si tant de mon trépassé, de leur sang je bois l'eau. J'ai chassé la nature.